today we're talking about nosy people. And this is mostly for, this is basically for everyone, but I want to go into a topic more to the Christian people out there, because, you know, we're supposed to be the light of this world. But unfortunately, I had experiences myself with people that were the opposite. And one of the biggest problems that I see in the Christian community, actually, like, everywhere, but I'm going to talk about the Christian community here, is people, they're very nosy. We tend to be a little more judgy, which it's not good. You know, I had a very close-up experience with people being very judgy and very nosy, and that's not a good thing. This is a habit that we have to stop having. We have to lose this bad habit of being nosy, because we know the world. We know the word, we know Jesus' word, and we know what he tells us to do. But at some point, sometimes we get ourselves judging too much and just trying to be God. Because I don't know if you know, but the only one that can judge us is God. It doesn't matter how perfect you think your life is, how many prayers you do every day, how many times you go to church. You're not allowed to judge anyone. So that person that is out in the world doing all of those things, and you, you're not better than them. And I've been through being the person who was judged a lot. And it was one of the reasons why I left church for several years. I'm here to talk about how our tongue can be very dangerous and can destroy people. Because I've been on the side of being the person who was judged, and it was something that was so strong that made me walk away from the church and walk away from God and think that I wasn't worthy because everyone was judging me. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to be part of this. If being Christian means that I have to be part of this type of community, I don't want to do it. And I know a lot of people, they walk away from the church, and sometimes they even don't try to step in because they're already feeling judged before they make that decision. And that was my decision when I decided to left church. It was because of that. And it's not going to be something that you want to hear, especially if you're a Christian, but it's something that I think we have to talk about. Being nosy, it doesn't matter what religion you are or who you believe, it's a bad thing. It's not a good thing. You being trying to, you know, meddling, it's not something that is good, period. It doesn't matter if it's related to a religion or no. It's a behavior that's only going to make you stuck, because if you have too much time to be nosy, I think you're having a little like a time management problem. You should be doing something more productive instead of just being in other people's business and talking and judging people around. And it's something that we have to stop and think, am I being the problem? Like, am I being that person? Because we have no idea how powerful our tongue is and everything that we say is. And as humans, we tend to talk more and listen less. The less you say, the less mistakes you're going to make. Because our tongue is really small, but we can use for the good or for the bad. And this is a warning, especially for the Christian community, for us to watch what we say. We are here in this world to be the light, to spread his word, and show people why God loves us so much and why he's the best option and he's the only option if we want to have an amazing and incredible life. We're not here to judge people, and we're not here to be better than anyone else. We're all the same. And we're here to be something good to the world and not be just another thing to make this world worse than already is these days. So I'm gonna talk about a little bit what I've been through and tell you guys about my experience with that and how we can improve and be the light of the world and not the opposite. I was born in church. Since I can remember, I was going to church, my mom, my grandma, and I grew up there, going almost every weekend and learning about Jesus. But unfortunately, I grew up inside of a little bit of a toxic community, because it was a very, very conservative church. It was a small town, and we know how gossip is in small towns. It was a type of environment that reached a point that my extracurricular activities in school was enough to make my own pastor don't allow me to sit with the teenagers in my church and don't allow me to participate in some things in church. I was on the volleyball team. I had a uniform that I had to use, and just because I was wearing that uniform to play volleyball, I was kind of like demoted as a part of the community, a part of the church. And they told me, if you don't stop using that uniform, you know, wearing clothes like that, you won't be welcome. And I was, what? And back then, I don't want to be a part of a community that is going to treat me like that. This is supposed to be a place that I'm coming to be closer to God, a place of no judgment, a place of love, of me feeling welcome. And back then, the church was the last place I wanted to be. You know, I grew up with a lot of people around me judging me for what I was wearing, for a lip gloss I would put on my lips. I had that perspective of church being a place of judgment, and I thought that God was like that. So my first impression of a church, it was my first impression of God. I was like, well, I need to be perfect to be close to him. So I don't think I'm ever going to be that. So I'm just going to walk away. And I did. For years and years, I walked away from church, from God, because I had that first impression of God needs me to be perfect. If I'm not perfect, I'm not worthy. So I'm never going to be perfect. So I'm just going to give up. And I left church. I left God, and I walk away from my faith. And everything related to being a Christian for me was not a good thing, because this is what I saw growing up. I saw people judging me, people telling me that I had to change this, this, and that if I wanted to attend church, and people talking about behind my back, people isolating me, my own pastor doing this to me. So I thought, I'm not worthy. Maybe I'm not worthy. Maybe, you know, I'm not good enough to be here. And I just walked away until I had my own experience with God, and I realized that He's not like that. He's so loving. He's so perfect. He's so understanding. And I didn't have to be perfect to be in his presence. I just had to give him a chance to show himself to me. And since I've been through that, this is something that really concerns me, because we're Christian. We're not supposed to be the reason why people don't want to go to church, or the reason why people don't want to be like us. We're supposed to be loving. We're supposed to be caring. We're supposed to be selfless. We're supposed to be the light of this world. We're supposed to be caring about everyone, one another, and not judging. Church, we Christian, we're supposed to be a safe space for people to come to us. But I understand now why some people have that bad impression on Christians and on the church, because sometimes we tend to look at ourselves as better than other people because, oh, they're sinners. We are all sinners. We sin all the time. We're not perfect. We have to be someone that people wanted to be like, not afraid of. And I spent almost my entire life being afraid of Christians, of the church, and thinking that, Like, it's not a place that I don't belong, you know? No, this is a place that people have to look at us and think, I want to be part of that. Of course, we have a lot of things that we have to live by. And there's a lot of things that we have the things that we live by. We pray, we stepped out of the worldly things, you know, we've been through that process, but it's not because we're close to God now. We've been through our process. We're still in our process. We don't get attached to worldly things, that we're better than people that are living that life, because once you were there. There was one day that you were that person, that you were there, but God rescued you. So why, instead of just being there for people and showing them how great it is to be on this side and be close to God, why are you judging them for being what you once you were? Like, we're not in the place to judge. The only one who can judge us is up there. It's God. It's not because you have a good life with God, because right now you're on the right path, you're in the right place, you're having that experience with God that makes you better than someone that is all out in the world doing all of those terrible things. You're not better than them. You're just different. We're not better than anyone. We're just different. And we're supposed to be making people to look at us and think like, I want to be like them. I want to be part of that. We're not a society that we select people who can and cannot. Like, this mean girl thing of, you cannot sit with us if you're behaving like that. You cannot be here if you're not dressed like that. No. This is not us. I have the personal experience of being treated like that, or feeling that I don't belong to that. And I don't want this to happen anymore. I don't want more people to just have that bad experience with Christians and with the church. Because, of course, right now I have a totally different view and perspective of what God is and what the church is supposed to be, because God found me. I had a one-on-one experience with him, and he showed me how loving he is, how amazing he is, how caring he is. We're supposed to be delivering his word and not pointing. One thing that pisses me off, and it makes my heart just like break, and when I see people on social media saying, if you do this, you're going to hell. If you don't do this, you're going to hell. Stop. 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 Who are you to say if that person is going to hell or no? Stop spreading the word of Jesus based on fear. Being afraid of going to hell, it's not a good reason to choose Jesus. I didn't choose Jesus because I'm afraid of going to hell. That wasn't the reason. I chose Jesus because I found in him everything that I needed. I found peace. I found love. I found a safe space. That's why I chose God. And that's why people should be choosing God. Not because they're afraid of going to hell. This is not a good thing, because this is what I heard. This is what I heard when I went back in that toxic community of people saying, you're cutting your hair, you're going to hell. You're using that shorts to play volleyball, you're going to hell. If you don't stop painting your nails, you're going to hell. Like, why would I want to be a part of a community like that? Who's just pointing at me and saying, if you don't get your things together, you're not going to heaven. I'm sorry, but this is not a good marketing. That's not a good marketing. We have to stop feeling like we're the judges and start being what Jesus wants us to be. Light to this world. When someone walks inside of a church, they should feel safe. They should feel like they're walking into a family. Every time that you're talking to someone who's a Christian, or where you're close to someone who has God in their life, you should feel that. When people walk inside of a church, or people walk into your life, and you are a follower of Jesus, this is how they should feel: welcomed, loved, respected. this is, has to be a judgment-free zone. And this is why we're here. We're not here to judge people. We're not here to tell people's sentence. This is something that really made my heart cry when I was around those people. Like, for you to have, just for you to have, to know how we were, I remember being in funerals and people say, oh my God, poor thing, poor soul, you know, he died without a salvation because that person wasn't on church. And I think, who do you think you are? Were you there? Were you there with them on their last breath? You were there listening to what was going on between God and them? Do you really know what happened? Do you really think for you to, you're only going to heaven if you have a tidy, perfect life? Stop feeling entitled to other people's salvation and to tell if that person is going to heaven or no. Like, no, for your own sake, stop. Don't do that. Because this is not who we are. We Christians, we're supposed to be that person that people can count on, that people look and think, how loving, how amazing. I love to be around them. I love to be close to them. Every time that I'm close to them, I don't wanna leave. This is the feeling people should have when they're around us Christians. Like, how great it is to be around them. Because they don't need someone else to point in their mistakes and say, you know, if you don't get this together, you know, you're not going to heaven. The enemy is the one who's in charge to point people's mistake and to make them feel like they don't deserve Jesus. This is not us. This is the enemy. This is what the enemy does. He's the one who points people's mistakes and make them feel like they're worthless. We were supposed to do the opposite. We're supposed to take them and say, you're not worthless. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you do. Jesus loves you. You don't have to be perfect to be in Jesus' presence. This is where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to welcome people and present them to Jesus and say, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to feel like you're perfect to be in his presence. He's the one who's going to show you what you have to improve, what you need to improve. And this is his job, not ours. Stop trying to make what only Jesus can do. Stop trying to take his place. We have our purpose and the rest is with him. Our purpose in this world is to show people and to introduce him to Jesus. This is our job, introduce them to Jesus and show how Jesus, it's amazing and great through all testimony, the things that Jesus made in our lives. It's not our job to judge. Our job is to show them the way. It's to be like, this is Jesus. This is what he did to my life. He can do it to yours. And let the rest for him to do it. He knows. Nobody has to point at me and say, you should stop with this hooking up thing. Nobody told me that. Because if somebody told me that, I probably wouldn't listen. Jesus found his way to show me that I didn't need that to have a good life. So we should stop meddling into only what Jesus can do. Stop trying to take his place. We're supposed to be a good thing in this world. We're supposed to be hope. We're supposed to be love. We're supposed to be kind people, caring people, and do the opposite of what the enemy is doing. What's the point of us doing the same thing? Which side are you? Pick a side. You're here to do Lord's work or devil's work? And I think the church should be this, a safe place for people to go. It doesn't matter what's going on with your past, your present, what's the worst thing you've done in your life, When you walk into a church, I want you to feel that warming welcome of here, you're not going to be judged. It doesn't matter what you did, who you are, your past, your mistakes, your sins, you're here now. This is what it's supposed to be. Not when someone walks inside the church, you just think, look at that person. Do you know what happened? Stop gossiping. Gossiping, go to Timothy, go to 1 Peter. Meddling, gossiping, nosy people, this is not something that pleases God. So let's start being what God told us to do in this world, light. And stop trying to take his work. Stop trying to be him. Stop trying to be a judge. Stop meddling, stop gossiping, stop feeling like you're entitled to judge people just because you found him and you have a good relationship with him and now you're on the other side of the things. That doesn't make you better, that just makes you different. And your job is to show people how great it is on this side. Stop with that mean girl act, because we have no idea how powerful our tongue is, our words are, and we should be focusing on spreading love. And the reason why I chose this topic to talk about is because I was on the side that I was getting hit. I was receiving all of that judgment, and I know what it made to my life. It took me years to finally leave that impression that I had behind and actually know Jesus. Everything that I did in the past, everything that I did wrong, he forgot. It's there in the past. The only thing that matters for him right now is who I am and what I'm doing. So I'm just here coming to talk to you to show you that how our words are powerful and how they can hurt someone, but they also can elevate someone. I met people in my life that only put fingers on my face and told me how bad I was and how I was not deserving of Jesus. But I also found amazing people that looked at me and say, he loves you. He only wants to take care of you. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday, 5 minutes ago. The only thing that he cares is that you're here now. And there is amazing people out there, amazing Christians, amazing incredible people that will welcome you. And my message here is, if you're not being light into someone's life, it's time for you to rethink what you're doing. And this is something that I do. I'm telling this to you, but to myself too. This is something that I have to like keep playing it in my head. And every time that I'm going to talk to someone, or that feeling of judging someone starts like happening, I'm like, wait, this is not my job. Because I'm human, I do that too sometimes. Sometimes the first thought that I have is judging someone, but I have to hold back and be like, wait, that's not the right thing. This is not, somebody did that to me, it wasn't nice. So this is just a reminder for us to always keep looking to ourselves and thinking, am I doing the best that I can? Am I being the light to someone's life, or am I being the darkness? Am I being the hope, or am I being the misery? Because everything that you say and everything that you do has big consequences for the good and for the bad. So this is a reminder for us to pay attention for what we say, and for us to use our free time to stop meddling and minding other people's business and start doing things that are gonna give us good fruits. So use your free time to do things that you're gonna be proud of, things that are gonna bring only more good to our life, your life and people's lives. And let's stop mind other people's business and just focus in being the best version of ourselves. And we only can do that if we have him in our sides, because we're not perfect. We're human. I'm human. I'm getting better every day. I'm having lessons every day. I'm learning things every day. And I know that I'm just a human. I have a lot of flaws, and I'm here to learn just as you are. And we just have to be willing to hear the truth and change and improve, because the truth is not easy to hear. And it's something, but it's something that really is going to help us to be a better person and actually be the light of his world. So thank you so much, you guys, for watching. This was an episode that I was really hoping to talk about. And this is let this be a lesson for us. And everything that we do is to praise him, and let's be the light of this world. So see you guys in the next episode. Bye.